online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, it's going to be Mount Holmes' ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. Bombers are going to be moving left to right now for these last two quarters as they lead Harrison 22-19. You know, glad Mount Holmes was up, but we would like to avoid Harrison cutting it to one possession right before the end of the
half.
Yeah,
you'd like to have two possessions, and here's the deal. Scribner did not do well. He scored over 20 or something when he was at Mountain Home. You got to watch out for their best player and their best scorer to come out. But Mountain Home did a good job defensively on him, had a good game plan.
Tell you what, Cole Cecil's making up for it, though, right now.
He is, yeah.
Here's Tate with it across the timeline as we're backing away. Gives it to Harrison on the left side. Up top to Carson. Carson dribbles to the right. Now it goes into the lane. Over to Tate on the left side. 15 left on the shot clock. To Carson at the right elbow. Tries to throw it down to Dewey. Gets the ball. And throws it to McLean on the left wing. He dribbles inside the arc. Puts up the jumper. In and out. And the rebound's controlled by McNutt.
Good offensive set for the Bombers. Got a good jump shot. Need a stop. Need to start this. Let's see if we can start this second half with three straight stops.
Cecil with it. Gives it over on the left side to Bell, down in the lane to Martin. He's going to go in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound is knocked around, and McNutt throws it off the leg of Harrison. Harris, good play by McNutt, as the Goblins will inbound it with 7:06 left to play in the third quarter.
The Achilles heel of this Bombers team has been the third quarter, specifically the second half of the third quarters. Can we be better at that tonight?
Scribner takes an inbound pass on the left side. Led by a double team. Gives it to Cecil. He puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Martin gets offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in. Hayden Martin with his first 2 points of the night. And it's down to a one-point game all of a sudden.
Two offensive rebounds that set for the Harrison. And Mountain Home, got to do better than that on the boards.
22-21. Bombers up. 6:43 left to play in the third. McLean with it on the right side. Gives it up top to Carson.
Harrison in a man-to-man.
Over to Tate on the left. Up top to Harris. Over to Carson on the right. Try to throw down to Dewey. Ball goes right of him and out of bounds. And now Harrison has a chance to get the lead back. But first, Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Holmes leading Harrison 22-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Well, Mount Holmes taking their first time out of the night as Josh Fulcher tries to settle this team down with 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Bombers are up, but it's all of a sudden it's 22-21 right now. By the way, Asylum Springs giving out all they want.
Yes, 18. They're up 18-17 at halftime.
Yeah. Here's Scribner into the front court, dribbles on the left side, gives it there to McNutt. Now to Martin over on the right side to Cecil, down the corner to Bell. Now Martin with it to Scribner. He's going to put up the three for the lead. Good. Ryder Scribner with 5 on the night, and we've got our fourth lead change.
Now, Holmes got to be careful. Scribner's their best scorer. We don't want to see him get off to a hot start here in the second half.
Here is McClain with on the right side as Harrison leads 24-22. Ball goes to Dewey in the paint. Out to Carson. To Tate near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. 15 left on the shot clock. Up top now to Harris. Over to Carson on the right side. Down to Dewey in the lane. He puts up the turnaround jumper. It won't go. And the ball goes up. It was actually saved by Scribner to Bell. And so Harrison comes back with it the other way.
That ball was going to be out on Harrison. Good heads-up play by Scribner to save that ball.
Less than 5.5 minutes. Such play in the third quarter. And Cecil takes a pass from McNutt here in the lane for the layup. Good. And it's a two-possession lead all of a sudden for the Goblins. 5:15, let's play in the third quarter. 26-22 our score. Tate with it. Gives it to McClain on the right side. Up top now to Carson. He drills toward the left side. Gives it there to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Tate will dribble up to the top. Down to 10. Tate drills to the right side. Goes in towards the low block. Kicks out to McClain. He drills to the right corner, and he steps on the baseline. Mantholm off to a terrible start in this third quarter.
Yeah, and the third quarter's been kind of the Bombers' Achilles heel, and all year we need something to settle us down.
Drew Haney checks into the game, replacing McGee Harris. 26-22, Harrison with the ball in the lead. Here is Bell with it. Gives it up top to Cecil. Over to Scribner on the right side. Tried to find Cecil cutting into the lane. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And finally, Harrison turns it over.
And yeah, Mount Home got a stop. Now we got to get a score on the other end.
4:31 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home still looking for their first points of the period. Tate across the timeline. Gets by his defender. Finds Haney cutting into the lane. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line. With 4:17 left to play in the third quarter.
Nice little slip screen there by Drew Haney. Good find by Blaine Tate. See if we can see Drew get these free throws to go down.
That's Hayden Martin's third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against Harrison. So far, Drew Haney 0-2 from the free throw line with 2 points. First shot is up. Good. And so it makes it a one-possession game once again. Jackson Cryer is going to check in for Hayden Martin, who again just picked up his third. So one more free throw for Haney. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2. And the rebound is controlled by Bell. So 26-23 our score. Scribner will walk the ball across the timeline. On the left side to Bell. Up top. Scribner will pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Dewey. Mount Home with a chance to cut to one or tied on this play. Ball goes to Carson in the right corner. Out to Dewey. He's going to put up the three for the tie. No good. And the rebound's chased down by McNutt. Ball goes over to Kreiner on the left wing. Up top to Scribner. Thought about three. Instead, he'll dribble into the lane. Throws it out to Bell. Bell's going to dribble into the paint. Gives it to McNutt on the right side. He dribbles into the lane. And an offensive foul will be called on Eli McNutt.
Yeah, good job right there by Braxton Carson holding his ground. McNutt faked one way, and as he spun into the other, Braxton did a good job taking that player control foul.
That's McNutt's second personal foul. Team foul number two against Harrison here in the third quarter. Here's Tate into the front court with 3:20 left to play in the third quarter. 26-23, Goblins up. Ball goes to Carson. To Dewey at the left elbow. He'll give it out to Tate. He's going to put up the three for the tie. Good!
Good answer by Blaine Tate. Stepping back. They're staying off of him, knowing he likes to drive the ball and dish. Good job by Blaine hitting that three.
That's our first tie of the night. 26-all with 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter here. Scribner giving it to Bell.
That's an offensive foul.
And they're not going to call it. It's going to, and Bell's going to get the layup. Harrison's going to go back on top.
Wow, he just lowered his shoulder.
Maddox Bell with his first 2 points of the night. 28-26, Harrison leads. Tate's going to go into the lane. For the
one, here we go! When Blaine can step back and hit that three, then all of a sudden it opens up the driving lane. Looked like they got number, who'd they get on that, Scribner?
Maddox Bell. That's his third personal foul, team foul number three against the Goblins. Tate's free throw is up. Good, and Mount Holmes back on top. So we've got two ties and five lead changes so far in this one. Lucas Paul coming in, replacing Maddox Bell.
Good answer by your Bombers to come back and 7-0, like a really quick 7 points to get back on top.
29-28, Mount Home up, a little over 2.5 minutes. Let's play in the third quarter. Here is Scribner with on the right side. Picks up his dribble, gives up top to McNutt. Over on the left side to Kreiner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Haney.
Good rebound by Drew Haney.
Mount Home with a chance to go up a little further right now. They're up by one. 2:16, let's play in the third. McLean will give it to Dewey. Back to McLean on the right side. Up top to Tate. Tate resets the offense. He's going to give it up top to Dewey. Thought about three, and now going to call him for the travel.
Yeah, he did. He leaned forward there. I think he thought he kept his pivot foot, but if he didn't lean when he did his pump fake, they probably would have given him the benefit of the call, but he did lean forward.
About 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Harrison with a chance to go back on top. It's 29-28 Mount Home right now.
I keep waiting to see Stoller in the old Bobby Valentine costume come out here.
Oh, the Groucho Marx look, yep. Scribner's jumper in the left corner, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Tate. He's quickly back the other way, going coast to coast for the layup. Good!
Good job, body control, Blaine Tate, as we got a quick timeout. Bombers on a run.
It is Harrison taking the timeout. We'll break with 1:40 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes leading Harrison 31-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Harrison taking their last 32nd timeout of the night with 1:40 left to play in the third quarter, as Mount Home went up 31-28 on quite a layup by Blaine Tate.
Yeah, that was awesome. Awesome job right there by Blaine Tate. And he's kind of just taking over right here these last few minutes for the Bombers. 8-0 personal run maybe on himself as he gets a steal.
Yeah, Cecil's pass is knocked away, and Tate comes up with a steal. Finds Haney. Well, now he mishandles it, and now there's a scramble for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Harrison's ball in the possession arrow. Oh, well, we got a little extracurricular going on now. Yeah, they're a little physical after the whistle, and Drew Haney did not like, but they're not going to. They're just going to separate them, and
both teams trading turnovers. You'd really like to see Mountain Home right there finish on that. Get this a two-possession game.
So it will be Harrison's ball.
They got to switch the arrow.
Yep.
They got to switch there.
They wait till the ball goes in. So Harrison with the ball.
Don't take my something to get mad about away from me, Matt.
Here is Scribner with on the left side, up top to McNutt. He will give it to Paul on the low block. He puts up the jumper. He'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:09 left to play in the third.
Anxious to see who they're going to get right here.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to get Ryder McLean. Ryder got caught right there. He got caught underneath. He had his back to the offensive player, and he just tried to box out. The Drew Haney came from behind and blocked it, but I think they got Ryder trying to block out.
That's Ryder McLean's second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against Mountain Home. First free throw for Lucas Paul won't go. He has one more to shoot.
We haven't been harping on this, and I don't want to harp on it, but with Stoller not being here, what happens late in the game, right? What happens with a rookie head coach late in the game when those calls matter? What happens? Let's see.
Paul missed both free throws. Mount Home got the rebound, and they have a chance to go up two possessions right here. Here is Tate with it on the right side. He dribbles up to the top, goes over to the left side, gives it there to McLean. McLean will dribble up to the top, goes over there on the right, gives it to Carson there on the wing. Carson will throw it up top to Haney. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Ball goes over to Tate on the left side. Tate will throw it to Haney. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper outside the lane. It won't go. Tip to Blaine Tate as he goes up for the scoop layup. Oh, it wouldn't go either. Dewey gets another offensive rebound. That shot was blocked. And Harrison comes up with the ball. Shot clock is off as Scribner puts up the three-pointer for the tie. Good.
Mountain Home wanting a foul on one end. Looked like Dewey kind of got hit. But we got 18 seconds to see if we can finish this quarter better than we did the second one.
Tate will throw it to Dewey for the three-pointer for the lead.
Yeah! Braden Dewey with the answer.
He's got nine on the night. 7 seconds. Harrison does have a chance to get one more shot off. Here is Scribner with it. He dribbles up to the top. He's going to put up another three for the tie. It won't go. And Matson will take a three-point lead into the final period. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Harrison 34-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to